Coach, can you put in the words how this feels for you? It's been a long time for this city to win an NFC East title, and you guys won one tonight.
Yeah, I'm so proud of our players. You know, they have adversity. They fought through it. You know, they believed in each other, and, you know, they did all the work that you needed to do to give themselves an opportunity to win in the second half of the season. And, you know, they did it week by week. You don't do it all at one time, and that just shows you what type of guys we're dealing with.
They say you have to run in December. When you rush for 274 yards, that's not too shabby.
No, that's great commitment by our guys, and it takes everybody. Everybody sees how great Elford is, and you take a look at Robert, but it takes that offensive line receivers blocking as well. But it was a lot of guys, you know, playing extremely hard, and our defense kept Romo a little bit off balance. We put a couple blitzes with the inside linebackers and kind of kept him off balance early because, he's been playing extremely well in December.
Talk about Alfred a little bit here, Coach. This kid has just been remarkable. He never goes down on the first hit, and he is such a humble kid. He is too good to be true.
Yeah, he is. He is. But, what a great compliment to him as well as the offensive line, everybody else, to get that record. You know, people don't talk about records very often, but when you get one rushing the football, I think it's special to the whole offense in general because everybody takes pride in it. It's no easy way to get it done except, work hard and, work for each other, all the things that you need to do to win, and, they've been able to do that.
If I'd have told you that you'd pass for 100 yards and run for 274, would you have believed that?
Well, sometimes, sometimes you never know what they're going to take away. And when they do take away the pass and they keep an extra guy over there, take away some of our play-action passes, you got to be able to run the football, and we're able to do that today.
You're hosting a playoff game next Sunday against Seattle, 4:30 kickoff. And, hey, sky's the limit for this football team. Why stop now?
Well, that's, that's your first goal is to get home field advantage. Obviously, you'd always like to bye. But, we worked awful hard to get, to win the NFC East. And now it's a four-game season, and you take it one at a time, just like we did at the second half of the season. Our guys will be focused.
How does it feel for you? You guys were at 3-6. Looked like it just might be playing out the screen. You didn't know what was going to happen. But here you are, NFC East champions. How does Mike Shanahan feel about this outcome?
I felt really good about our team, even at the midway point, even though our record wasn't very good, because we're doing a lot of great things. We weren't turning the football over. We were running the football, passing the football. We're getting some turnovers on defense. And when you do that, usually you win. Now, the worst you are is, 5-4. Somewhere in that area, and we lost some tight games, and our guys kept on fighting. That's a big part.
Coach, everybody's ears are ringing. The crowd really brought it today, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. That was a big advantage for us, and you could see Romo, especially with the timing of our blitzes, kept them off balance, and that's what you got to have. That's what home field's all about. Hopefully we'll have that against the Seahawks.
Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you this week for more work.
All right, Larry. All right, Sonny.
Robert, you are in the winner's circle tonight. The Redskins are. You're continuing. You're headed into the playoffs. What were some of the keys to this victory tonight?
Just guys being unselfish. No matter whose number was called, I think everybody stepped up to the plate. We had offensive linemen go down. The routes down the field weren't open. We had to run the ball. I had to throw checkdowns, which is very boring football for a football player. But at the end of the day, when you win a game, it's – the magnitude of this game, not very many people understand. And I'm sure I don't understand it as much because I haven't been here. This is just my first year. But I could definitely feel it from the veterans in the locker room that this meant a lot to them.
When you can rush the ball for 274 yards and we only throw it for 100, the running game was working.
Oh, I mean, it's lovely. And what people don't realize, it's not about the stats. It's not about the 200, 300-yard passing games. It's about moving the ball and winning. And, I was able to help the team move the chains on the zone read. And that's all that matters. I didn't score on the zone read. I did in the
scored
red zone.
On
I scored on one. But, it wasn't, big 30, 40-yard gains, but it was 5 and 6 yards here and there. And that helps a team stay in rhythm.
63-yard rushing, and I'm not going to call you a running quarterback.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, we got the win. That's all that matters.
Hey, you weren't sharing the spotlight with Alfred. You were giving the spotlight to Alfred on the sideline, pointing to him. He gave a bow. I mean, what can you say about him? I mean, he's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been that way all year. There's been games I've thrown for 300 yards, and then he's run for, 60, 70 yards. But it's the foundation that we've set up as an offense that we're going to run the ball, and you have to stop the run. And when you try to stop the run, that's when we'll throw the ball down the field on you. And I told him after the game, he's my Terrell Davis. I always wanted to play with a back like a Terrell Davis. He was my favorite back because I was a Bronco fan growing up. And Alfred Morris is my Terrell Davis.
How much are you going to enjoy this win before you move on to the next thing, which is a playoff game a week from tonight against the Seattle Seahawks? How much are you going to enjoy this one?
Just tonight. You know, I'm back at it tomorrow. Got to, you know, continue to get even more healthy. So it was encouraging for me to see what I was able to do out there tonight. Encouraging for the team, and you know, I'll be able to do more against the Seahawks.
Last thing, how did that crowd sound to you? I mean, my ears are buzzing. I'm sure you were. It seemed like you were having some kind of problem with communications. Talk about the crowd real quick.
Oh, the crowd was awesome. You know, home field advantage. That's what you want, and you know, that's what they provided for us. My headset kept going out, so I guess the crowd was so loud that my headset was going out.
Hey, congratulations, Rob, and it's on to the next one.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Rob Jackson, the Redskins defense, I thought had their best overall effort of the season here, stopping this Cowboy team. How'd you guys do it?
Well, we had a couple new plays in. You know, Haz dialed them up and called them at the right times, put us in the right positions, and we made the plays that we were supposed to make. So, I mean, it feels good to come out with a good performance and a victory.
You went after him a little more, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, and at the right times, too. We couldn't let him get comfortable. You know, we had to, you know, frustrate him, get him flustered, and make plays, and I think we did just that.
Talk about a game-changing moment. Your interception changed the game. Tell us how that came down.
Once again, Haz called a great play. It was a latch. We knew he liked to, you know, throw it to the running backs in 2 minutes and stuff like that. So, you know, I had the running back man-to-man. He went out for the pass, you know, and he threw it up. You know, he threw it up for grabs. I went and made the play.
How do you feel? Did you ever think you'd be in this position?
I knew it was possible. I knew it was possible. I tried not to think ahead. You know, we were taking it game by game. And, you know, here we are. So it feels good.
You're an NFC East champion, buddy, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
London Fletcher, put this into words. I mean, you've put a lot of miles on that body in this Redskin uniform. How does this feel?
Man, it's, you know, just right now, just tough to think about. You know, you think about what this group of men was able to do. Winning 7 in a row. Nobody really gave us a chance at 3-6. But to reel off 7 in a row, put ourselves in this position to win a division. It's just, I'm speechless right now.
They dialed up some defensive rushes that were just outstanding at the right time tonight.
Yeah, you know, the game plan was a great game plan. We weren't going to sit back and let them pick us apart like we did in Dallas. The first time we played some soft coverage. Just today we decided to get after him. We were able to get some pressure on him, get some interception. The first interception that Crawl got was off our pressure defense. Rob's interception was off pressure defense. You know, just one of those days where defense stepped up.
You look like you got shot out of a gun going through there.
Yeah, these old legs was feeling fresh today. Yeah, I went to the wheel today.
London, I guess with the confidence this team has in the playoffs, no telling when this might end, huh?
You know what? Really for us, we're not finished yet. We got to, you know, getting into the playoffs is not our goal. Only we got some big goals ahead of ourselves, and we know we got another tough ball game next weekend. But, hey, it's going to be at home, and we'll be ready to play.
I know you like the hat, Trent Williams, and I like the outcome. Now, what do you say when you got a running back? The offensive line does a heck of a job today, right, and you guys just about ran it down their throats. How does this feel?
It feels great. You know, words can't explain this feeling. It's my first playoff game I'm going to remember this season for, you know, as long as I live. And, you know, I'm just really proud of Alfred. He runs – you know, with everything he has, and it shows on the field.
263 yards rushing.
For real? God, I didn't know all that.
He had 200. Alfred had 200.
Hey, that just goes to show you what type of back he is, you know. In a big stage like this to run for 200 yards, you know, a lot of people don't do that.
All right, tell us about this team's confidence, because getting into the playoffs is the first goal for your team.
Right, getting in the playoffs, but, you know, when you get there, no records don't matter, you know. It's one game at a time, and anything could happen. You know, as you see last year, the Giants got in at 9-7, and they won the Super Bowl. So, you know, now the playing field is pretty level.
Well, did you hear that crowd out there? Tell us about the atmosphere tonight in the stadium. That was sick.
It was electric. It was crazy. You know, I've never been a part of anything like this in my NFL career. You know, we feed off our fans, and they really brought it tonight.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done, sir.
Thank you. Great job. Thank you.